This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. By the way, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for what they do, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working tonight on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping the trucks running, and everything else too, construction workers and bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all that you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, or you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us again, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, we still have an emergency on the border. We know that. The DHS chief, Mr. McAllenan, said that the national emergency is there. And then in the next breath, we found out that the DHS officials, some of them, had gone down to Guatemala to try to slow the surge coming out of Guatemala. What do you suppose they're doing?
Well, DHS and Guatemalan government have been doing an awful lot of phone calls and summits and whatnot, including agreement on the United States sending a team into El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to improve criminal investigations, to disrupt the human trafficking component and the drug smuggling networks. So we are sending DHS advisors into those three countries, but Mexico is not part of those three countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do have, the Mexican, foreign minister for North America, whatever that is. He was on the phone with Lighthizer yesterday. He apparently is traveling to the United States today. There's a couple others that are coming in on Sunday, apparently, to set up some meetings on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, there's going to be some formal meetings to include, Mike Pompeo. So what is happening is, because of the threat of these tariffs, that, Mexico is sending a bunch of people here to have discussions next week. So the key interesting thing is, and we've heard this a couple of times, is would Mexico be considered the third safe country for asylum seekers?
Uh-huh.
And this cat from Mexico, his name is Jesus
Jesus. Okay.
But anyway, he said that's not something we are working with. So the law says that if somebody is seeking asylum, the next country is the country where they are safe. They have to apply for asylum there.
Correct.
But apparently Mexico has never agreed to be classified as that safe third country, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we have to kind of, apparently we've got some unresolved statuses and interpretations of law.
Now, everybody keeps asking me, where did the drug cartel stand in all of this? Because it's widely believed and accepted that the drug cartels control what happens in Mexico.
Sure they do. The drug cartels for decades control a lot of key people in Mexican government, in really any government. And I mean that in all sincerity.
Yeah, now, Vicente Fox, remember him?
Yeah, I mean, of course. So the other fascinating thing is now we have, I think the, let's see, the president, I was just looking at this yesterday, I think we have the president of Argentina, I forget which country. Anyway, his brother had been convicted here in the United States, essentially in absentia, I guess it was, and now he is part of an investigation. So that's the way things are. You're always going to, as a cartel, they're going to get paid off. They're going to have, you know, as an operating expense, the cartels pay off, you know, a certain person in a high position of government. So they tend to look the other way when it comes to trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all too happy to take, you know, $2 million a year. Well, that's an operating expense for the cartels.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we're getting a lot of that. And of course, some people realize that. I even had one person say, why don't we strategically strike with our military with some of these drug cartel headquarters?
Well, all you have to do, and this is something I don't really understand, is one, you list the cartels as a terror organization.
Correct.
And we haven't done that.
Nope.
And it's remarkable to me that we have not done that.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that we know where their monies are. Why we're not seizing their funds is beyond me.
Yeah, back in the day it was over in the old Wachovia Bank, remember that? But anyway, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to ask a question or opine, Kathy's going to give you the number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. USCCA is an organization made up of young men and old men and women, just like you folks that are listening to us right now, and you all share one thing in common. You understand that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own in the event that you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to defend yourself. So check out the USCCA by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo link. While you're there, you'll get a chance every day to win a different gun that changes at 12 midnight, a free gun a day giveaway. Sign up for that. And then check out one of the three options of becoming a member of the USCCA. If you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for joining the USCCA. Again, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. All right, joining us right now again, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Rand Paul has said the Russian investigation began with abuse of power. We heard that panel last night on Hannity talking about it. Went back to right about 2011, 2012, and that's when it started and continued in. We also have heard that Rudy Giuliani has challenged Robert Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill. I believe you don't believe that's going to happen, right?
Nah.
And then Attorney General William Barr, who was mentioned casually because he did an interview yesterday morning on CBS, and here's just a short part of what he had to say.
I personally felt he could have reached the decision.
In your view, he could have reached a conclusion.
Right, he could have reached a conclusion.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
Good morning, everybody. Before leaving for Colorado, President Trump dismissed any suggestion of House Democrats launching impeachment proceedings.
I never thought that would even be possible to be using that word. To me, it's a dirty word, the word impeach. It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
He also attacked Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
The president contends intelligence officials from the Obama administration illegally surveilled his campaign, and Barr agrees there was spying.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law and properly predicated. And if it is, then it's an important tool the United States has to protect the country.
Well, there you have it. Just a little brief synopsis of what was talking about. And he covered a lot of ground there, President Trump in there, of course, with his comments as well. So where are we at with all of this? I really think that Attorney General Barr is going to get to the bottom of the root cause. What do you think?
Well, I think he will. But I also will say that he will be quite cautious on what he releases. So, you know, this guy is not a neophyte. Let's also remember that mm-hmm. he used to be at CIA many mm-hmm. years ago. So, you know, I think he's already got an awful lot of facts, but he mentioned that in that interview, he just wasn't going to let them out yet because he wants context. He wants to know, who did what, and he wants the evidence. And I think that he, again, is still working with, you know, the National Security Agency in order to see how far back this thing goes. Now, Victoria Tunsing said on that panel last night that things go back to perhaps as far back as 2011, if not further.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's absolutely right, because let's not overlook the fact, and this is important. One person that has been left out of this entire conversation that proves that the government does spy is what they did to Cheryl Atkinson,
right,
who at the time was at CBS,
mm-hmm.
For her work that she was doing on, it started with Fast and Furious.
Yep.
Now, she's still in court after all of these years because she is suing for on several conditions, but the courts kind of keep throwing them out because she can't sue a name. She's not suing a specific name because she doesn't know a specific name.
Mm-hmm.
So she's suing John Doe in government, and the court doesn't really know what to do with that. We don't know who broke into her computer at home or her computer at CBS. We just know that it happened. All right, so there's one case. The second thing is that John Brennan, when he had just taken over CIA, let's not forget that Dianne Feinstein was running the entire investigative panel on enhanced interrogations. Remember that one?
I do.
He spied on her staff in the Senate. He denied it. Then he had to, after a couple of months, go over and apologize
mm-hmm.
because he got caught. And so there's two cases.
Mm-hmm.
So this we have what is, I guess the new word now is predicate.
Yep.
We have a pattern here of government doing this. So we don't know how far back it can necessarily go. And what, I mean, there might be other cases that we are not aware of. Let's also not dismiss the fact that the Obama administration spied on James Rosen, his cell phone activity, and that of his parents
yep.
when he was at Fox.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's also not forget that the Obama administration did the same thing with many Reuters journalists to the point where Eric Holder had to admit that that happened, and then they had to have a summit in the Eric Holder Department of Justice to apologize and said that they would change it. So we have this pattern. I mean, I don't know why we're not putting this list of things together here to understand what the Obama administration has been doing as a habitual, normal procedure for them. So I guess shame on CNN, shame on MSNBC and the rest of them for not standing there with their hands on their hips, but more so shame on these Democrats, because these Democrats have a very short memory of what history is proven in the Obama administration, such that they would do this to the Trump campaign / presidency. Now, are we going to impeach? No. And I'll tell you why. Because what went completely unreported yesterday was Jerry Nadler.
Oh, yeah.
This is fascinating, because Nadler came out yesterday and said, there is justification to begin impeachment proceedings against the president, but added that the public support must be behind the move before hearings begin.
And it's not.
Impeachment is a political act, and you cannot impeach a president if the American people will not support it.
Yep.
Okay? Now, that's Nadler admitting an off-ramp for this whole thing.
And in their latest Rasmussen poll, which I've got right here in front of me, 58% of the country does not want this to continue.
Well, they want some truth.
Yep, but they don't want impeachment. Right.
Here's the other fascinating thing a lot of people don't understand. Impeachment is merely a procedure. It doesn't mean removal.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Remember,
Clinton was impeached,
yep,
but he was not removed from office.
Nope, because he couldn't pass in the Senate. Yep, I remember that. And that's exactly what will happen here. It may not even get out of committee if they try it, correct?
Well, that's what Nadler's essentially saying.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to hold hearings, but he may not even get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see, and we'll know soon enough, because Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are holding strong. They're the dynamic duo that are saying, nope, impeachment's not on the table.
He said at that Commonwealth Club meeting, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, when somebody in the media asked her a question about impeachment, and she said, we are not going to do this unless we get results. She isn't going to get results.
No. All right. Well, here comes the music in my ear. We will talk to you Monday morning bright and early. You have yourself a great weekend, and stay warm.
Thank you.
All righty. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stories she has to offer. By the way, we'll be coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A mass shooting at the Municipal Center in Virginia Beach leaves at least a dozen people dead, including the shooter. Police Chief James Cervera says the gunman was a current employee there.
I want to give the utmost respect and dignity to the victims
and to their families, because they are going to be forever changed based on this particular incident.
One officer was shot but was saved by his bulletproof vest. President Trump's threat to impose across-the-board tariffs on Mexico is stirring widespread opposition among U.S. lawmakers, business groups, and foreign trading partners. Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, on CNN, has advice for those who do business with Mexico.
If they are dealing with Mexico, if they have such great relations with Mexico, then join with the United States government, join with our White House, our President, who's saying Mexico needs to do more when it comes to stopping the flow over the southern border.
Trump shows no signs of relenting. His threat of tariffs sent stock prices tumbling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got something to help you do a much better job at whatever it is you want to do, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a fantastic career and a great income. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. A lot of you are struggling out there. You're in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. You've got no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion. Well, I got an idea for you. I got a way to help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's just outside Boston. And the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I ask you, Where are you going to find an opportunity to make $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year or more in your first year on the job? You're not. You really aren't. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, that number again is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll get you in the door. You get the white gloves treatment. Ask to take the tour. Well, a recent report from the U.S. Army takes a detailed look at how the Army Guard and Reserve units can contribute best in the early stages of a major combat operation. And the answer is not pushing tanks, helicopters, and infantry into the fight. Interesting, as the transition starts to change now. Now, the Senate Armed Services Committee just tripled the Army's request for the cannons that they want to put on the Strikers. Now, they want to arm the Strikers with 30-millimeter cannons and put them on the 8-wheeled Striker vehicle. This would probably cost somewhere around $400 million, and the Senate Armed Services Committee just gave them that money to do just that. Now, the Navy is going to shake up its physical readiness tests by nixing sit-ups and letting sailors use a rowing machine for their cardio scores. This according to the Navy High Command. So there you go. How about that? That's going to be interesting. No more sit-ups. You get to hop on one of those rowing machines and away you go. Now, the chairman of the Senate Armed Service Committee, talking about the Navy struggles getting the weapons elevators working on the newest aircraft carrier, the Gerald Ford, a present and dangerous readiness gap, which delayed the ship's deployment. They're trying to make sure that never happens again, ever. By the way, Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who's been freed by a military judge. He's currently got his get out of jail and get out of detention card so he can be at home with his family. A military prosecutor downplayed the effort to track the emails of the lawyers defending the Navy SEAL charged with murder and the death of a wounded Islamic State militant. And that's exactly what they were doing. That's exactly one of the reasons why Eddie Gallagher is currently out awaiting his trial. Now, the Air Force has taken a look at the damage from this past Monday's tornado in Dayton. It's been assessed there at Wright-Patterson, the Air Force base, and they're now trying to help their most affected personnel recover from the devastation that was done to one section of the air base that was there. Well, you remember when the tornadoes touched down, the first thing I said was, I wonder what happened to Wright-Patterson. Everybody was concerned, and now we know. Now, Marines, sailors, and Coast Guardsmen are playing catch-up in Arctic warfare. The Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard are working to define their new roles in the Arctic, but a few new icebreakers won't solve their lagging capabilities to project power and deter rivals in the region, according to the Naval War College. That's concerning. By the way, today, June the 1st, starts hurricane season. Yep, today is the first day of hurricane season. And now that it's upon us, don't need to worry as much as you might think, because the National Guard is ready to go. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said it expects a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season this year, with anywhere from 9 to 15 named storms. They expect at least 2 or 3 or 4 will be major storms and will hit the United States somewhere. National Guard says, we're ready, bring it on. Also, the Canadian Coast Guard, not to be outdone by the U.S., has now announced their first new icebreaker in 25 years was welcomed to the Atlantic Region headquarters at St. John's, Newfoundland, the first of three that are being built for the fleet. So Canada, understanding the importance for the Arctic, has started building icebreakers as well. Three of them are coming. And, of course, with the oil that's up there, that's an important thing, too. Now, veterans' employments is an important thing. They just had a conference that brought business leaders, advocates, and veterans together. Representatives from nearly 100 Fortune 500 corporations, veterans advocacy groups, and hiring firms all took part in the first Employing U.S. Vets Conference in New York City this week, discussing ways to bring more veterans and military families into workplaces all across the country. We'll see how that works out. Haven't heard anything yet, by the way, but we'll see how everything works out. Now, have you checked your mailbox lately for news from the Department of Veterans Affairs? Because veterans around the country have started receiving a letter and brochure from the VA updating them on the major changes coming to the health care access with your TRICARE. Because up to 18,000 VA employees are going to be cut from the system as they streamline and modernize the VA. That's going to affect a lot of people in various ways. By the way, Cyber Command has named a Navy Admiral as their new Deputy Commander. Cyber Command, of course, something that's going to be used more and more and more. And, oh, by the way, speaking of cyber, Hillary Clinton will be the keynote speaker at a worldwide cybersecurity conference in the not-too-distant future. Hillary Clinton. Isn't that something? I heard that yesterday, and I thought to myself, boy, cybersecurity, the one who had all the different lapses with her BlackBerry and her laptops and her computers and got hacked and this, that, and the other. Yep, Hillary Clinton going to talk about cybersecurity. Wow. World's upside down, isn't it, folks? All righty. Going to come back, take a look at the highways and byways again. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, he's a highway junkie and he needs that old white line. Well, many of you out there tonight, do you keep it between the ditches? And we won't really be telling everybody about that big wreck that piled up and blocked everybody in the interstate. So be careful out there. Now, the Highway and Byway Report's brought to you by your friends at your Pilots and Flying J truck stops across the country. Remember, you're home away from home. A lot of changes have been done. A lot of improvements made at your Pilots and or your Flying J's. Now, Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain threats will continue all day into the weekend from the southern plains into the Ohio Valley. Now, this will also include some middle Atlantic states, and we'll get into that in a minute. Now, a cold front crossing the center of the country will be the focus for severe thunderstorms from southeastern Kansas into central Illinois all day Saturday and Saturday night. Now, the main threats from these storms will be damaging straight-line wind gusts and large hail, and tornadoes are possible. Now, the front will also trigger heavy rain and a risk for flash flooding from thunderstorms over central Oklahoma, which has already seen above normal rainfall and into the northern part of Ohio. But we have an area of unsettled weather today, which is in southern Ohio, southern Indiana, and about two-thirds of Kentucky, where we could see some severe thunderstorms fire up and possibly even become rougher than a severe thunderstorm. Now, they will be moving to the east, which means they'll go into Virginia, they'll go into West Virginia, and they may or may not make it to the coast. We'll have to see. But as it stands right now, you need to pay attention in those areas. Now, we have flooding all along the Mississippi River tonight from the Iowa, from the Quad Cities in Iowa, all the way down towards Memphis, Tennessee. Dikes and levees are right up to the top, literally, and a lot of things could happen. We certainly aren't wishing any bad luck on anybody. Then you have the Missouri River in the same condition, flood warnings and watches, not only in Missouri, but also parts of Kansas, parts of Oklahoma. You've got the Arkansas River, where it's up very high. And I actually saw some flooding yesterday. I think it was high tide when I saw it, though, along Gandy Boulevard, where the water had come up in what we call the Gandy Beach area there. It's a slack term for where people like to go in and launch their boats and whatnot along Gandy Boulevard. As you go towards Tampa. But I saw quite a bit of high water that was up 50, 60 feet further than what it normally is yesterday. So the water is making its way south from the north for sure. Now, also out west, southern Oregon, northern California, there's another system that will be making its way in over the weekend. Not sure what's going to happen there yet. Right now, so far, it looks like it's just a gale condition, gale force conditions out there along the coastline. But as it comes in inland, you may or may not see rain. You may or may not see snow in the higher elevations. We probably won't know anything about that until Sunday. But it's there, so keep that in mind. We also have an area of rain in central southern Wyoming tonight, coming up I-25 from Colorado, and the entire state of Colorado west of I-25 up over the top of some of those mountain passes and down to the Utah line. You've got scattered showers all through there tonight, so be advised of that. So far it's just rain, nothing else to report. And way up into Maine, you've got a hard freeze warning up there in potato country, so be advised of that right now, too, because it appears that winter has not left, and it's still alive and well in some areas. And I wouldn't be surprised if next week we're talking about snow in some higher elevations out west again. Now, if you're going out west, keep your eyes on the different truck stops you run across. Now, if you haven't been in a Pilot or a Flying J in a while, pull on in. There's been a lot of changes. Now, Flying J and Pilot, their main restaurants now include Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Huddle House, and Moe's Southwest Grill. And up there in the Northeast, in New York and New Hampshire, you'll probably find a Dunkin' Donuts. In Indiana, you might find one there, too, at a Flying J or a Pilot. Now, Your home away from home is important to you. You want clean showers. You want all the amenities that come with being able to submit your loads to your company through Trip Pack. Maybe you need permits for an oversized or overweight load. You can get them there. CAT scales will give you a certified weight, and we all know the CAT scales are probably the best anywhere. Of course, some of the Flying J's have truck washes now. Not all of them. At some of the pilots or close by some of the pilots, they also have truck washes. Pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, laundry, Western Union. Of course, game rooms, the internet, Wi-Fi access, wireless internet access. And, of course, they got the lounges where the big-screen TVs are for the professional drivers so you can kick back and relax and enjoy your stay. When you're having to take some time off, either waiting on your next load or maybe you run out of hours and you chose such to take your off-duty hours at the pilot or Flying J that's right there where you're at. So, check them out. Stop by. Tell them you heard it here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you just might get yourself a free cup of coffee. There you go. Now, we're going to be coming back with Ron Edwards, and Ron is always very informative with things that are going on. I'm sure he's going to know about the shooting. Now, we are going to talk a little bit more about that and give you an update. I don't know that there's much more going on, but I'm going to check the wires during the news break, top of the hour. And we're also going to get into a conversation about his favorite person, Adam Shifty Schiff. What is Adam Schiff afraid of? What are the Democrats afraid of right now that they're fighting so hard for the I word? What are they so afraid of that they're desperately trying to grab onto something and pin it on the president when there's nothing there to pin on him, as we already know by the Mueller investigation? But I'll tell you what, wait till that IG report comes out. Wait till that IG report comes out. It is going to be a humdinger from all indications. Not to forget about the Pfizer report, too. When that comes out, that's going to be a 1-2 punch that's going to tear the Democratic Party right down the middle. And by the way, they are in so much trouble of imploding right now. You could actually see a third party emerge out of all this. Another third party, I should probably say, with Cortez, Ali Ayok, and her cronies. Could see something like that. Because I don't think they're going to be able to take over the Democratic Party, because the rank and file traditional members of the Democratic Party have risen to the occasion. All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.